Hello and welcome to another episode of SL Radio. My name is Nkululeko Nkewu, and in this week's episode of SL Radio, we speak to Urban Warriors striker Nathan Polser. And before we speak to Nathan Polser, he tells us three interesting things about himself.
Okay, so three interesting things about me is that I'm a twin. Number one is that I'm a twin. I have a twin sister. You know, she was born five minutes ahead of me. And she's not as tall as me. She's fair. You know, I'm tall, dark, and slim. So yes, that's the first point. And then the second point is that I went to straight from a school, you know, into pro soccer. So I finished school at the age of 17, and then the next year I turned pro for Ajax. You know, so yeah, that's another interesting fact. I've never had an official job, you know, and I do five. Yeah, and then the third interesting fact is that I'm a DJ. No, not like any other if you have a player in PSL who buys decks and anything there that he's in. I've been playing since I was a teenager, really, you know, because I have a family, you know, who plays in clubs and events and stuff. So I learned from him from a young age. So yeah.
All right, thanks for that, and let's shoot straight to the interview. First things first, though, it took you guys 10 games before you could register your first win in the season of 2016-2017. Can you just tell us what went wrong there? What was going on? Why couldn't you get your first win?
No, look, I think I'm coming off the back of the MTNA win. You know, I think which was season before and quite early on in the season. To be honest with you, I think it threw us off in a sense that players, you know, felt that that's after the intent. We don't have to go out there, you know, and give our all because we have won the intent. You know, we should be on form and everyone should be on a high. And we got found out, you know, that this game can throw you down immediately, you know, if you don't take, you know, every single day and every single game, you know, as you should with a good attitude and be a good pro, you know. So yeah, I think, you know, it affected us, and I don't think our attitude was as good as a squad, you know. And then approaching the new season, you know, we just never got off the ground, you know. I don't think we played badly. I just don't think that you know, we could out the score teams, because there were games where we got beaten 2-1, you know. So it was always a case of teams out and scoring us, you know. And if you don't pick up that early win, you know, when you start the lead, you always, you know, find your self with the backs to the wall, you know. And then it's a fight, you know. And yeah. But, you know, I'm glad that we turned things around. So hopefully we can evolve that now.
Nathan, can you take us through the emotion of someone who goes to work for 10 consecutive games without winning? How does it feel? How does training feel when you know that you've been trying and you've been getting are losses and draws? As a person, as an individual, how do you feel when you're going through such a spell?
Yeah, look, I think it depends on the individual, but for me, I always try to or should have a good attitude, you know, and to, you know, I try to do all I could, you know, and and do all I can, you know, and that's all I could have done, you know. It isn't a good time to, you know, start to point, you know, to blame anyone else, you know, to say it's this player or it's the coach or it's that player. You have to take it upon yourself, you know, that every single player who's involved in the squad, you know, has a job to do, and I approach it like that, and also in the hope that we would turn that corner, you know, soon, you know, but I never came, which was quite tough, you know, and you could feel that around the offices and around the training field, you know, everyone was a bit down, but you just have to push them through because in this game, you know, unfortunately, you have to do all the hard work, you know, there's no help from outside, you know, so us as a squad, we put the club there, you know, are the same players that do get us out of it, you know.
Let's talk about your most recent form. You closed off the past five games of 2016 with four wins. Can you tell me what was the impact? How did the change from Roger to Stanley Menzo change the approach of the team?
Yeah, I think as they say, a new broom sweeps some clean, you know, and that happened to us, you know. I think he came and he told that old IX way of playing alongside everything else, you know, because like everybody is aware of. I mean, IX is a young squad, you know, average I think age of 23, you know, that's way older, but he brought back, you know, all those IX identity, you know, of playing certain way, you know, and as I've said, I mean, you know, change is good, you know, at times it just, you know, gives players a boost, you know, and I think everyone could see, you know, players were playing with more energy, you know, and I think it's a normal thing when a new coach comes in, you know, the entire squad wants to impress, you know, so the players were given the chance to play for him. They will obviously do all they can to make sure that they can hold on to that.
And tell me, Nathan, for the past four games you played around 20 minutes, and tell me what was going through your mind at the time. What led to you not being played as much as the beginning of the season?
Look, to be honest with you, I wouldn't know, you know. And to be honest, I wasn't happy as well because I'm a player, and so is I think every other player that when you aren't playing, your aim should be to get back onto the field, you know. And yeah, I came back from an injury. I had a bad injury where they have a up on my face, you know. So I came back from that injury, and the first game I played after the injury, I scored, you know. So I thought that things would was fall back into place for me, but look at that point we were obviously on a good run of form, you know. So I just tried to keep on, you know, doing what I have to do every single day, and if I get a chance, you know, see if I can impress, you know. So look, I mean, I'm a player that I will always be the kind of player that I believe that the players who play are the players who should have earned it, you know, throughout the when we trained, you know, and yes, obviously, if the team is coming off a good run of form, then those same players will play. So obviously, the team's doing well. So, you know, I just have to do what I have to do, and hopefully, when there's a player who's perhaps injured or isn't on form, and then I can fall in again. But I'm itching to, you know, get some more game time because I've started the season off well, even though the team started off well. I think individually, you know, I think I started off well, and I want to build on that.
What does Nathan do when Nathan is not playing? Does he go to the coach and explain to him that he needs to play, or does he wait for his turn?
I think it's a mixture of things. You know, obviously, you know, if the player playing my position is doing well, then I can't talk. You know, I can't say anything. At the end of the day, I have to go out there and train every single day. And hope when I get a chance, I can show that I'm also on form. But you know, if I feel that that look, I mean, if you take the entire season, I still am the top scorer. You know, for Ajax. You know, so I'm hoping to build on that. But you know, it's just not up to me. You know, who's playing. All I can do as a player is just make sure that every single day I give my all. And if it's enough, it's enough, you know. But yeah, there are, you know, a few things as a player which is out of your hands. You know, the things which are in your hands, you know, you have to make sure that you work as hard and do as well as you can with those.
Recently you have been playing in the MDC for Ajax Cape Town. You know that largely they would use younger players for the MDC. How different is the intensity of the PSL to the MDC, and do you think it's a good idea to have the MDC?
Yes, no, it's a good initiative. You know, it is a step down from obviously the top league, you know, in terms of intensity, you know, and obviously players aren't accustomed to playing at a higher intensity, and you can actually see you playing with younger players because perhaps their awareness, you know, isn't as sharp as yours. But I enjoyed it, you know. I think it's also a good idea for the MDC maybe to involve maybe a bit more experienced players, you know, because I believe that the only youngster can learn is if he actually plays with experienced guys, you know. And if you look for example the EPL, they also have a reserve league, and there you get players who's been out for a long term injury. They'll come back and they'll play there to get fit, you know. But also at the same time, it gives those young players playing with that experienced guy, irrespective of whether 26 or 34, whatever. The fact that the young player is playing with an experienced player, you'll learn, you know, a thing or two, because at the end of the day, you know, we can say that, yes, we have the MDCD and the players are playing football every single week. But if you're not playing with players of a higher caliber than also you, how do you improve? You know, because at the end of the day, you can have a young player playing NDC for 4 or 5 years, but he hasn't improved because he hasn't been exposed to a level higher. You know, and the only way you improve is you're playing with maybe 2 or 3 experienced players. You know, and I always hope that the games I played there, those young players maybe picked up a thing or two from me, and in the same way, you know, I picked up a thing or two as well from him, because I believe you are never too old to learn, you know.
Yeah, and talking about that, talking about never being too old to learn, you're turning 35 in April. Can you tell me, how different are you training from Nathan 10 years ago when you were 25 and now when you're 35? How different is it for you? Do you have to watch what you're eating? Do you have to train more than the guys?
Yeah, no, look, I mean, I think in terms of the diet, you know, I have to be a lot more aware of what I eat. But look, I use Herbalife as well. So, you know, and that helps me, you know. Then in terms of a training, you know, look, I believe, you know, age is only a number. Obviously, I have to be a bit more aware of, you know, I can't push every single day. But I believe when I'm fit and I'm strong, I go as hard as a youngster.
And how long do you intend to continue, though? How long do you think you can still push your body?
Yeah, look, I mean, honestly, I think I can go for another 3 years, four years. But
up until you're 39.
It's up to me, my man. You know, it depends. You know, you don't want to play as well when every single day you have to use a a hot pack or a deep heat or something like that, you know. But look, as the things stand now, I still feel fit. I still feel healthy, you know. I think I run, you know, more than half of the players I'm playing with at the moment, you know. So I don't see age as a obstacle, you know. It depends, you know. Obviously, everyone has their opinion, but that's their opinion, you know. I just do what I have to do, you know. I back me, and that's all I have to do.
Considering that you spent 3 years in Sweden at Hammarby, would you advise young kids to go as soon as possible to Europe? This is me thinking about Dolly, and a lot of people have been talking about the fact that he's still very young, and some of them are saying he was too old to move. Anyways, how old do you think a player should move? Should they move as soon as possible?
Yes, I think, look, to be honest with you, I have the benefit of hindsight now, because when I was 18, I had an opportunity to go overseas a few times, you know, but I turned it down, you know, because, you know, being scared to go over, you know, you was young and all that stuff. But hindsight now, I would have gone, because I think my 3 years I spent in Sweden, I learned a lot more about my self as a player and as a person, you know, than my entire time here, you know, because of the approach, you know, to you as a player and as a adult, you know. And I would advise them, you know, go, you know, learn as much as you can, you know, empower your self there, you know, learn what you should do every single day to be a good pro. Because I think back home here in South Africa, we've seen a lot of players play in the PSL for a year or two, and they're hot, you know. But then after 2 years, they are gone. You know, you don't see that same boy who was playing for Chiefs or maybe playing for Ajax 3 years ago. He's gone, you know. And that's just I think approach, you know, as a pro, and your attitude, you know, and that's all things I learned when I went over. You know, it was tough, you know, extremely tough. But that's where you improve. We watch it. Times are hard.
Yeah, tell me, you yourself spent a few years playing for different teams: Platinum Stars, SuperSport, Celtics, outside of Cape Town. There is a suggestion that Cape players find it very difficult to move inland. What would you say, or how would you respond to that? We know that a few players have moved from Cape to the inland teams, to Gauteng, to Northwest. What would be your response to that? That you guys are failing when you move inland?
Look, I think again, it's individual. You know, I also think it's the reason why it's an individual, because I think it depends on the player, where he's from, you know, upbringing and all of that, you know. So because you look now, I think in the PSL there are players from town that's playing up in Joe Annesburg that's been there now for like what 6 years now, you know, even more, you know. So I think it's a thing of the past, you know, where perhaps there was like a phase for maybe 2 or 3 years where players from town were finding it hard, you know. But I don't think it's a blanket, you know, thing where everyone from the Cape is struggling, you know. No, I just think it's up to you as a player, you know. And it's look at that, to do with attitude again. I mean, why can a player, for example, from Ivory Coast or Ghana, you know, leave his house at that age and go overseas and play there for a long time? I think it's all just ambition and attitude.
All right, last one. There are a few players that we know of at Ajax Cape Town. We know of Rivaldo. He's a youngster and he's a bright prospect. We know of Tashreeq Morris is a bright prospect. Which other players, which other young players would you like to tell us about that we might want to look out for from Ajax?
I think earlier for watching me, who's done extremely well, since he's making chances, Grant,
yes, I've seen Grant, he's a very good player.
Look, I mean, for me, if he just stays humble and he just works hard and just, he learns about his trade more and more, he'll be, you know, a top player, you know. So he's one. And then, there's a few that's quite good, but you know, I think I'll be on the phone with you for an hour if you have to go through all of them.
But the future looks bright in general from Ajax Cape Town.
You know, it's ability they want to have. You know, it's again I harp on that Russian mindset. You know, because I think we all know in South Africa and in Cape Town, Ajax, we have players with amazing ability, but it's how they handle that with everything else, you know, fame and you know, having to play each and every week on a high standard, you know. I think it will be important to see how they can handle that. But yeah, it looks good, you know. I'm hoping that I can help them grow and, you know, and improve as a players, you know, as well as men.
All right. Thank you very much, Nathan Bolsa. Straight to the quiz now. I appreciate your time. To the quiz, I have three questions for you. All you need to do is to give me three correct answers.
Okay.
All right. So first question is, there is a team in the PSL that has conceded the same amount of goals as they have scored. Can you tell me which team is that? Same goals for and same goals against. And the team is in the top eight. That was a clue for you.
Okay, team is in the top eight. So I would say most probably Cape Town City.
Well done. That's the correct answer. Cape Town City has scored 18 goals and they've conceded 18 goals. All right, next question. Orlando Pirates is currently in the top eight. Is that true or false?
Orlando Pirates, that is false. They're number nine or ten.
Well done, they are 10th currently. And then last question is, the current coach of Highlands Park, who is that?
Ah, come on, man, you could ask me a harder question. Gordon Ingerson, 100%
for you, my man. Well done, that's 100%. That's the second 100% for the show. Nathan Paulson, thank you very much for your time and well done.
Pleasure, my man, keep up.
Well, that was a very enjoyable interview. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Catch you in the next episode of SL Radio. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu. Thank you very much for listening.